Hello, welcome. Welcome today to our second group call of our 360 package, 5D package. I will unmute everybody for a moment to just hear everybody's here. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Good. Get a sense of that we're really live here together in the space. Welcome. And let's just start to take a deep breath coming into this present moment. And breathing out through your mouth. And again, breathing in and out. Today we're working with the nerves and the brain. And breathing in and out. Just letting go. It is quite appropriate today to have this call on nerves. And not that this was directly planned, but astrologically there is a tremendous amount of pressure and kind of electrical impact on the nervous system. And maybe you felt that and noticed it during the night or last night already or today, a sense of anxiety or a jitteriness maybe, or just a little bit hyper alert. So whatever that is for you, we've had a lot of electrical things going on the last week already. And so today we're going to want to strengthen the nervous system. And at the same time, also, I'd like to do a little boot camp to shift and teach the brain and kind of invite the brain to shift and recognize what is it to function 3D and 4D and 5D. So let's have some fun with that. And before we start with that, let's just allow ourselves to be really opening up to the cosmic energy, to the life force that is within you and all around you, allowing also to open up to the spiritual light in all its different frequencies, rainbow frequencies, and to the primordial light that is beyond our grasp, but that is also within. And just for a moment, allowing everything that is uncomfortable or unpleasant to just be what it is. Take another deep breath in, deep into the belly button area, and breathing out and grounding through, grounding deep into the earth, into the new earth. Into the crystalline 5D frequency. And noticing the joy that arises. Maybe there's a lifting of the corners of your mouth. Just the joy that this 5D frequency sparks. So right now, let's do a little boot camp for the brain and the nervous system. There have been some comments on forgetfulness or just the brain not really always functioning the way it was. And so we do experience this sort of shifting and changing of our experience of time. And that can also cause some anxiety as well, because some part of you are in the third dimension and other, you know, through old patterns and then other parts on the fourth and then some on the fifth and so forth. And so there's all this kind of these different impulses going on. So I would like you to just for a moment have your eyes closed, be relaxed in whatever way you want to sit or lie down. I would like you to have your eyes closed and you're just in your room. You imagine that you have to lift a, a big rock, like pretty much just fits into the hands, both hands. You know, like a big rock, maybe you found at the beach or something. It's in your room on the floor. And I want you to feel you're just lifting this big rock up and you're feeling it. So you're feeling it, your muscles, you have to strain because it's heavy. And then you have to walk across the room. And then you put it down on the other side, the other end of the room, to bend over. And you have to put it down. You release your muscles, your joints, everything is involved. This is a 3D nervous system function. You have to engage and move through time and space, through your room, and then you have an experience of lifting a rock and making a change in your life. You're lifting the rock and moving and putting it back down. Something you do every day with objects in your house. Maybe not as heavy, but we do that all day long. We even move our physical body in the third dimension from one place to the next. This is what still happens, and we want strong muscles and strong nervous system. The brain needs to understand that and continue function like that. Some of the nervous system diseases that we know are MS and ALS, where that doesn't seem to work anymore. But we want to know that this is the brain understands the nerves. Right now we're going to a process strengthening the nerves and the brain to really, really understand third dimensional reality, to keep that intact for what and where it's needed. Taking a deep breath. So very clear, we're not losing anything. We'll continue to have a strong body, muscles and nerves, good interplay, the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system, which also means your digestion, right? It's also governed by nerves, your parasympathetic nervous system, so that you digest in time and space, moving normally, perfectly through your body, not too slow, not too fast. Making corrections in that area as well. Good. So now let's shift at the same time. There also exists the fourth dimension. It exists right now, right here. Let's tell the brain what that's like. I would like you to imagine to be in a raft, like a rubbery raft or a river raft, and you're on a river, and you're just sitting in that raft, and it's very pleasant. You're letting yourself flow down that river. It's very pleasant. You're flowing, and there's this flow. Your nerves also understanding this smooth flow, connectedness, cohesiveness, very much like water. You're on the same river, but you're flowing from one river to this another part of the river, still the same river. So we're in a cohesive space, the space of relating and flowing. So just allowing the nerves to really understand that. Allowing the heart to open to that. Allowing emotions to be able to flow through and being detected by the nervous system with ease, not blocking. Just feeling at ease with the emotions, the signals that we feel through the nerves. Opening up to this orchestra of sensations. We're not having to block something out or having a preference. Allowing that to be here and present. Everything that's within you, knowing that it can all be cohesively here and flow, and the nerves are nicely registering in a very gentle flowing capacity. Very good, yes. Allowing the brain to catch up, to recognize, to remember, to know, to function in 4D capacity as well, with perfection, to your highest good. All the healing that takes place in these calls are always orchestrated by your higher self, your spirit. Whatever has to shift and change right now is happening now. Whatever has to shift and change a little bit in a time delay later, it's just fine. Whatever works for you is for your highest good. Now let's move to 5D frequency. Now there's no time, no space. We're not moving a rock from one place to the next. This is the capacity of the nervous system and the brain to be instant. So let's practice this for a moment. And I'm going to, for just a minute or so, go through a few words. And all you have to do is use your brain and visualize. Just take a deep breath. Like a slideshow, when a picture pops up and then the next picture pops up, it's instantly replaced, right? We don't really, you know, move the picture away and the next one comes. It's instant, just like that. Having your brain resonate or activate that capacity to function like that. Okay, let's practice that. I want you to have your eyes closed and just, you see an elephant, like a slideshow, elephant, and then blip, a fly. Switch to the fly. Now switch, do you see fire? And switch, water. Flower. Rock. Child. Old man. Pencil. Snake. Take a deep breath now. The capacity of the nervous system to receive, let go. Receive, let go. Ding, ding, ding. Very fast. No emotional hanging on. This is the 5D frequency. This makes it possible for you to let go of problems in your life that come and go. We just keep them frozen, and we want to learn not to be stuck in 3D by having to work really hard on our problems to make a change, but to learn that we can activate that part within our brain, that ability, that field to make instant change. We're going to go a little bit more difficult now with the feelings. So not just an image, but the feelings. So feel it deep in your belly, in your body, in your heart. Just connect with your breath. Be in your body. Feel what you are right now. Now I want you to feel jealousy. Try to find it. And then, yes, yes, move to kind. Kindness. This is harder, right? I can feel the group is, you're kind of moving almost like 4D, 3D. A little faster. Anxious. Find anxiousness. Yes. Happy. Good. And. A picture now. An and. Picture. Moon. Picture. Spoon. Feeling. Joy. Shifting to joy. Instantly. Joy. Shifting to poor, like poverty, feeling poor. Shifting to rich. Take a deep breath. Shifting now to yourself, just yourself. No picture, no image, empty. Beautiful. Wonderful. Take another deep breath, letting all that just sort of move away. Everything that we just imagined, visualized, felt is gone. There's just this present moment, empty. 5D, fifth dimension, is always pure potential, empty, ready to create, ready to dissolve. Very fast. So now let's move into some of the issues that we basically work in this call regards the nervous system. So we're just going to do some clearing of any limitations, blocks, self-sabotage, or any entities that might be blocking this work today here on this call. I'm going to integrate the three parts of the brain even more, the ancient one, the brainstem, the emotional, the cerebellum, and the frontal lobes, the main brain, allowing them all to work together perfectly. going to now move down the spinal cord, all along the brainstem, down the spinal cord, the spine. Allow to release the internal tissues. If there was accidents, trauma, whatever it is, emotional or physical, to release that deeper and deeper and deeper, letting that go. Moisturizing, lubricating the internal tissues. Strengthening the nerves by also having them lubricated sufficiently. Rejuvenating. Repairing the nerve ends, the receptors if necessary. Clearing any accident imprints, signals, electrical frequencies that are jumping up and down those nerve ends and have paralyzed them by now. Some parts of the nerves are just asleep. They're not as alive anymore. Often when we age, allowing them to come back to life, to move and lubricate and release. Beginning to be more youthful. Going to clear confusion in the nerves. And we've done some of that earlier with this little boot camp. The 3D, 4D, 5D, 6D. Allowing all the confusions to clear. Resettling, aligning again with yourself, who you are. That is non-D. It is none of that. It is everything. It gives birth to all these experiences. The set point, the zero point at who you are, just you. Just savoring that for a moment, just being yourself. I'm going to calibrate the nerve plexi that are all along your chakra system. We have these different bundles of nerves, allowing them to calibrate with the hormonal glands. Well, that's an emotional interplay. There's chemistry and electricity in your nervous system, allowing that to balance and come to optimum functioning. Again, strengthening the nervous system. We need very strong nerves for so much change and impressions and modern living. And for a moment, just discarding the whole idea that we're not strong enough. Just knowing that we are born now for a reason. We are equipped to evolve and to adapt. We've done this for millions of years. And we continue to adapt. And right now, in this present moment, there's an offering to adapt to what is needed for you in your life, for your nerves, your brain to adapt. Beautiful. Taking a deep breath. Clearing the crown chakra now. Wonderful. Good. Very, very good. There were some questions. I'm going to go over and answer some questions. There was a request regarding the elements, to upgrade them again in the body. The nerves are governed by mainly air and ether, but at the same time, everything contains everything, because nerves are also physically visible. So there's also an earth element there and a water element, because we can actually see the nerves under the microscope. So we're just going to allow, again, upgrade of all the elements to 5D frequency without losing the capacity to be 3D, 2D, 1D, 4D, to be really functioning full spectrum. Yes. Wonderful. 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 Then there's a request regarding a decreasing vigilance and alertness of the nervous system, being always in a state of flight and fright. Flight and flight. That's a lot of to do with the adrenals, right? So that's the solar plexus, our sense of power. Right? And we're fearing things, that something out there is more powerful than us. We have to protect ourselves. That's a distortion of reality. So what we've done a little bit before is already helping with that. But again, for everybody who has a hypervigilant nervous system, and it will kick in, especially when there are like sun flares or extra downloads, cosmic frequencies, or like this weekend, this today on the Saturday, where the nerves are like, oh, what is this? It's really so much going on. Again, aligning with yourself, with your true self that knows what to engage with and what not. We don't have to talk to everybody. We don't have to respond all the time. We don't have to be obedient to every impulse, allowing ourselves to remain centered. And some things just glide off the nervous system like Teflon. It's not important to respond to everything. And that has a lot to do with self-love, recognizing that you are good enough just the way you are right now and will always be. Yes, very good. Okay, so I would like to leave sufficient time to move through the callers, and I'd like to start with the first caller here, which is actually Kim in this area. Hello, Kim, can you hear me? I think you have to unmute yourself.
Yeah, hi, Aradna.
Hi there. Yes, hello.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
I'm just dealing with really high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just feeling quite concerned about it. It's much higher than it usually is, and it's not going down.
Okay, good. So that's probably a response to the overall intense energies right now. So we're just going to allow that to open up the heart and to allow the blood pressure to normalize. Let yourself to digest the energies. And everybody on the call, if there's blood pressure low or high, right now for you to release it and returning to 120 to 80. I'm just going to clean up a little bit the chakra in the back, the heart. And just dropping out of your mind into the heart. The mind really is the heart. The true mind is the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling a tiredness or relaxation coming on now?
Yeah, I felt like almost an emptiness and a mm-hmm. space in my yeah. chest area.
Mm-hmm. Can you usually feel when the blood pressure is high? You can feel that, right?
Well, I was having a lot of dizziness this past week, and that has subsided. But I actually internally feel pretty good.
Yeah.
So I was so surprised at how high it was and that it just wasn't going down.
Yeah.
And, but I have all week felt like there's almost like I'm in a tunnel and I'm safe in the tunnel, but around the tunnel is all this crazy stuff, like furniture flying around everywhere.
Yes, that's true. It was totally crazy, and it's not quite done yet because there's a lot of change, right? So mm-hmm. now the tunnel causes, you know, when you kind of take a hose and you squeeze it, the pressure of the water comes out stronger, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the tunnel needs to go. So it's okay. Almost like you and the world around you not to make this an other and something bad. So just knowing that the world is just perfect, and no seeing it through the eyes of the mind, and just allowing that all to harmonize. That's what we're going to ask for, harmonizing, knowing that all is well. It's just all perception. Even when we describe things astrologically or something, it's all perception. It's all still story of the mind, right?
Right.
So we're just going to let that kind of drop out. Yeah, I can feel that also for a couple others on the call right here. Take another deep breath. And then, is that good for now?
Yes, it's good. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Okay, bye. Okay, so this is in Toronto, 4163. Hello.
Hi, Arasima.
Hi there.
This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Yes, hi there. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was the one who wrote a question about being in a state of fight and flight and having this very hypervigilant nervous system.
Yes,
and I don't know how to shift it. Like, I know I'm better than I used to be. I used to have panic attacks, and this has not been going on for a few years. But still, I know I need to shift. I just don't know what to do.
Right now, during the call, nothing has changed for you right now?
Slightly, yes.
Yeah, I can hear that your whole breathing is, your pranas are out of balance. Just the way your breath, you're like, everything is kind of not grounded down in the belly, it's all up in the heart area. So you're not really rooted. And of course, that gives you the sense, when you have your palms up, I don't know if you can have you holding your phone or not. If you have any of palms up,
yes. Yep.
Yeah, then you actually, the breath will shift into the upper part of the body, and it causes sort of an anxious feeling. So when you turn the palms down, notice what happens. The breath will go down to the belly. Try that out. Everybody can try that right now.
It actually does.
Right? Good.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do, just as an overall, there's many ways of doing this, an overall practice, because I know you're a student of mine, to just actually, when you sit and meditate, just sit like a, you know, like an Egyptian statue, feet on the ground, palms down, just close eyes, that's it. And just watch how the breath comes. The breath will go deeper and deeper, you know. So now this is just to reorganize the pranas so that you learn this. But right now we'll also do a process of allowing the causes, unknown and unknown, of having these pranas out of balance, really. And I feel it in the back of your neck, allowing that to clear and adjust. Can you feel that right here?
I feel like it's like space is being created.
Yes, beautiful. Well, let's create a bit more space, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, for good, because I know your mind is so used to this, to looking at the old patterns. So let's kind of wipe that clean. It's like you never had this problem. You don't have to have it.
Okay.
It's just like opening up. Like we did this little exercise, like right now we just move to joy or happy and peace, spaciousness, and you're okay. And let that little driver inside of you, just this ego part that has the whip that always drives, go, 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 go. That one we're going to, we fire that person who's not employed anymore. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Done your job. Bye-bye.
Oh,
we don't
nice.
Need that anymore. That's it. Now it's all smooth going.
Thank
okay.
You.
You're welcome, Catherine. Thanks for coming on. Okay. Bye bye. Okay, this is Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Latima. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good.
Okay.
I'm finding that I'm having a lot of pressure in my digestive system, obviously related to the nerves, as you were saying earlier in the call.
Yeah.
You know, there's like these sore spots that have appeared, and also the what is it called now? The diaphragm. It feels very constricted.
Yeah, I can feel that.
And as we were going through the call and that, I felt a lot of nervousness, you know, when you get that nervous feeling in the
Yes, I know. I felt this call so strongly. It was like, oh my God, so much anxiety. Like I said, it's actually in the astrology, and it kind of really helps us and serves us, really brings it up. It won't be like that on Monday, probably, you know. It's really bringing it up. It's like we can really see it. So let's just be happy about it and be able to smooth it out even more. So the diaphragm, very constricted. I can sense that. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of for everybody also to just release the diaphragm further. Almost pushed inwards. And I'm going to go down front and then kind of inward a little bit. And releasing the tissues there as well. And the nerves. Beautiful. And I want you to experience now like a sun rising in your diaphragm area. It's like, opening up the diaphragm, the solar plexus, and just unplugging now. You're showing me the morphic fields. You're plugged into the morphic fields of your environment, because as you're expanding, that you don't have to do that anymore. So becoming conscious of it, unplugging, and moving into that world that you live in. You live in your own world that you choose and create, okay? For everybody here, unplugging from these morphic fields that are old, and there's a lot of trouble and fighting, and I don't know what goes on. Is this helping already, Cindy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good. Good. And with that, I'm just going to ask for just allowing all the nerves that are, of course, going into the entire digestive system also to release and concentrate, just aligning with your own frequency. And I'm just going to smooth out everything around you here. Evening out the aura. For everybody, just let's even out again the aura, just smoothing it out. It's been a pretty rough 2 weeks or something. Smoothing it out along the nerve. There you go. Good, beautiful. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. Thank okay, you. Bye. Okay, this is a person in 41764. Who's that? I can't see a name. 4176.
Hi, this is Leah.
Hi, Leah. Hello. Okay. Hi there. I have a different Leah, so I'm assuming you're not the Leah with the last name is not C, different Leah, right?
No, it's Lucy.
Okay, good. How can I help you?
Yeah. I just feel like an incredibly tense in my entire body, and there's like a pain irradiating from my right shoulder into my head, and it doesn't go away. I've had it for about 5 days.
Uh-huh. Okay, right shoulder. Okay. Can you even put your hand in that area where the pain is?
Yes.
Okay. Now you tell me when it's changing. Okay, you just release your hand,
I'm feeling
relax.
My heartbeat, really.
Yeah, I'm just opening your entire field because it's very constricted, right? You're feeling very tight. And there's something going on in your spine. It's almost your spine has a little wiggle in the back. I'm just going to allow that to change. Asking it to correct. And now again, right shoulder. Aha, there you go. And there's some grief there, actually. Okay? Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Makes sense to you? Yeah, let's release the grief. There's some. I see something like a male. It could be a father or as a man. I see. There There you go. Can you feel that? Is it starting to change?
Yeah, it feels lighter now.
Mm-hmm. Let's ask this to continue to change, and also in your heart, trusting that it will. So there's, you're holding on to something. It's a thought that causes this original cause of that pain. So let's allow that to clear.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your higher self to give permission to let that go. And everybody who has something right now that you kind of keep holding on to is just kind of like that persistent one. So just let that go. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't make you more of a person. It just actually makes you less of a person, that thought. Did the overall constriction help? Is that gone? Is that changing?
Yeah, I just feel like I have more room to move.
Yeah, good. Let that continue to sort of settle and move through your field. Thank you. Thanks, Leah. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, this is in Colorado, 7195. Hello.
Hello, Arita. This is Leah.
Hi there.
Mm-hmm. And I'm calling because I've had this chronic issue with the misalignment on my neck, it radiating to the left shoulder, to the point where when I look in the mirror, my right shoulder looks like 1 inch or 1.5 inches longer than my left. And I've been treating it for a long time with chiropractic. Doesn't seem to really get that all the way better. I'm holding on to something there.
Yeah, it's kind of inflamed, okay? So let's, I see actually interesting blue and red. It's almost like two worlds colliding. So let's integrate that for you, whatever that is. It's moving quite smoothly, actually. So that's nice. Can you feel that? It's almost like flowing through butter or something. Yeah. I'm going to request now your body, your shoulders, your neck, to just adjust again. And for everybody, if there's something not quite sitting right, to allow that to slide back to that original beautiful blueprint that you are, that physical body, and allowing that to... Now we're going to go a little deeper. And is that at this point you notice that the pain is starting to change?
It feels more relaxed because I always seem to have this constriction, like this tension in there.
Mm-hmm. The tension
relaxed.
It's coming actually a little bit from the lower back, much deeper from actually your sense of being a woman and how you held yourself in your life. I can see it in the mid-back section and the back as well. So right now for everybody, just allowing the divine feminine, your feminine nature, to just the receptivity, the strength of receptivity and being able to get everything done, being good enough, trusting life, allowing that to come on board, come online. There you go. There's a lot going on here in the front as well. You're really offering me a lot of different stories are coming up. So I'm not going to have
resonating with. I'm resonating with trusting life. That's a big issue.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's a lot more even opening up. So I'm going to allow that to continue to heal for you. I know what that is. I'm going to touch it for a moment here. And allowing that for you just last minute here to for you to choose to be pain-free, to really feel good in your body. I want you to choose that for a moment, like that 5D exercise. Just choose it and just know that it's possible. This is what you want. Just do that for a moment, okay? Okay, can we leave it at that for now?
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. Good. And we have Denise at 414. Hello.
Hello, Aratima.
Hi there. Hello. What can we do?
Nice to hear you. I'm having some issues with my teeth and jaw on the left side, and it's been recurring. I have some bleeding gums. I'm doing excellent mental or oral hygiene and listening to your 5D and Primordial. It's not really painful. It's kind of a tingling. And during the call today, then it's kind of moved to the whole left side of my head. It's like, and I keep thinking of my father, like it might be ancestral.
Yeah, I was wondering, because it's moving around too, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's you touch it for a moment. I can feel actually in the lower, you know, the corner there where the lower jaw is. And
right.
Allowing everything that is connected with energies that don't belong to you to be cleared for everybody on the call who has energies that really right now is already not identified with anymore, but they're still on the physical, that unconscious level. They're still floating around like a little package. We're just going to drop that off. We just don't need that anymore. Thank you. And releasing, allowing the tissues to release. Remember again who you are, spaciousness, light. Going up into the nasal sinuses now. I can sense that. Allowing the entire cranial bones to correct. Ooh, there's a lot of clearing suddenly. Can you feel that? Whew, goodness gracious.
A lot of heat.
So how is that feeling in the jaw itself right now?
Yeah, very changing, just tremendous heat and a lighter feeling, just movement of energy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, just it's all gone. The package came out, so it's going to keep moving, okay? Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, that was really intense. This is now 7097 in Cornerbrook. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there, hello. How are you? What can we do?
Good. This is Jackie. I'm having problems with doing the meditations now, even without the meditations. It's like I get electricity all through my body.
What kind of thing? Electricity?
Yeah, like pain, electricity through my body, my hands and feet feel really hot and burn. Okay. Everything hurts.
Well, when you meditate, or there an energy...
It's getting harder.
It's getting harder? You mean what you...
Pain-wise.
Okay, so you have pain in the body when you're, I didn't quite understand, so you are having a hard time meditating and you have pain in the body?
It increases it, increases, like I become
I
more
see.
Aware.
You become aware, yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
And it actually, even during it, my body jumps, like jolts.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you meditate, you obviously have some active kundalini. There is power inside you, electricity. When we meditate, we open up that primordial electricity. And so
it's getting really strong.
Yeah, it can be very strong. It can actually lift you off the floor. There's nothing to be concerned about. It's totally fine. What you want to do is, though, make sure you have a diet that is not too drying. You want to have something that's moist. You know, I don't know if you have a sensitivity to dairy, but anything that kind of lubricates the nerves, right? Nourishing, milky. You want to basically kind of also not have the nerves fried too fast. So that's sort of important. So you ground yourself, walk barefoot, and don't fear, because there is a...
Yeah, I even go outside now and just in my bare feet and it's snow anywhere, just to get the burning sensation subside.
Yeah. Well, what I can do is just kind of suggest. It's hard to control the mother, the Divine Mother, but we can suggest to allow it to unfold in a very harmonious way for you, and so that you don't resist the blockages. The burning happens because it's burning your karma. You see, it's a good thing. The more fire there is, the more burning. So you're very blessed. I would say thank you. And maybe when it gets too hot, you want to move the energy to the heart. And that's when this is a spiritual practice. You want to begin to practice devotion. Devotion is cooling like the moon, silvery. So you want to be devotional. It could be a flower. It could be nature. It could be something that you believe in, a deity or a god. And the more you do this, the more it will cool and balance the fire. So you will have a nice mix of burning karma and at the same time feeling very fulfilled. Okay?
Okay, appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. Good. The next person is Shelly. Hello, Shelly. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I'll be real quick.
Okay.
I'll be real quick. always the nerve pain in the left foot. I do associate it with every time I go through an upgrade. I have a couple of days. Nerve pain in the left hip and the heart. So everything's kind of like the heart and the left side of the body.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's funny. It's just that heat. I can feel the heat in you as well. It's what we just talked about to the previous caller. So you want to basically, same thing, more devotion in the heart, more, even look at the moon. Yeah, just the kindness, softness. And with you, we can bring that in from your higher, kind of, I see you, you're open in the higher frequencies, so we can pull that in inside your own field right now. I don't know if you can feel that. Does it subside a bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
all right.
You.
You're welcome. Thanks, Shelley.
Thank
you. Okay, bye. Okay, next person is David or his wife. Hello?
Hello, this is David.
Hi, David. Hello.
Hi. Yes. I have a problem with sometimes at night I have urinary incontinence. I'll be woken up and I'll have to urinate.
Okay.
And I've noticed that I have some swelling in my right hip, right pelvis area. And I thought that might be related. And also I wanted to mention when I do spiritual practices like healing your shadow and other things that cause stress to release, I will feel sensations in that area and as stress unwinds and also down my thigh and leg. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, there's also my neck will twitch on my left shoulder where it meets the neck. It seems to be related to some sort of stress there. And then also... I have the sensations in the spleen area, and I don't know if that's necessarily related, but I just wanted you to know that.
No, thank you for describing that. You're describing something that's very common when you unwind something in the body. When we're not as transparent and we're more murky, more opaque, then we heal somewhere. Let's say there's some issue somewhere in the body. It seems like we're working with it directly. But the more transparent you are, that means is you're becoming more aware that you're really whole, everything that you're connected. You might be healing something over here, but then it's reflecting on the other side somewhere else. And there's all this busyness going on and become more and more aware. So I would suggest, and when I hear you speak, as I can see you wanting to figure out where's the cause of this. This is doesn't matter. Forget it. There's no cause. There's only oneness, and there's nowhere to go from here to there, because it will become more and more complex, and the mind will become. It will create more problems by interfering with the healing process. So it's more about remaining very relaxed and still in your heart, and then you do whatever you do in your healing things, and then you don't even bring your attention to all these sensations, because when your attention goes there, you're actually interfering with the healing. So regarding the swelling on the right side of the hip, did you get that checked out? Is there something solid there? Did you get an ultrasound, or is this
No, I haven't seen a doctor about it.
Okay. Are you concerned about something like there, or is it something that's just from the intestine that's kind of sometimes, you know, opens up and then changes?
It's been there for a long time, so
I don't
think it's of any immediate threat.
Okay.
What you mentioned about trying to figure things out, you know, I did help my family members and relatives in their last years of life before they died. And one of them was my aunt, and she was a hypochondriac. Mm. And I don't experience myself as a hypochondriac, but I was concerned that I might have that as an unconscious pattern in me.
Yeah, and you do, and that's why I brought it up. Yeah, you do.
Okay.
So it's just a tendency, right, of because you're an intelligent man, right? And so your ability to perceive naturally, when the more intelligent we are, the more we perceive, the more we get involved, right? Because if we don't know, ignorance is bliss, right? So it's just a matter of having the nerves, exactly. The nerves, the brain, the nervous system has to obey the self, who you are. So you are always in your heart. You are still. You are trusting. You are resting and knowing that essentially all is well. And the nervous system becomes your, you know, your servant. It serves you, but it won't be, take on, you know, the leadership and tells you, oh, you know, this and this is happening, right? So we don't want to switch that around. I thought we would work with your with the bladder, strengthening the nerves and the muscles in that area. You might want to put your hand above the pubic bone a little bit, and allowing that whole area to releasing in inflammation. Inflammation is usually the main reason why the bladders get weak. Okay. And there's an object there that I'd like to remove.
Yes.
And I don't know if you can feel that it's moving out now. I don't know if you felt that. It was sort of a like a sharp, flat object. And now we're just going to allowing the, take a deep breath, allowing this area to strengthen. The nerves again and the muscles cooperate and sink. We're going to clear some aging, the idea that we get old and that we have problems. And then there's something else I'm getting here is tears, uncried tears. So usually men have uncried tears.
Okay.
And then we, in women the same, then it sort of happens to the bladder. So grief, we're going to clear grief for the entire group here. Okay. Good. Thank you, David. Thanks for coming on. Thank you for sharing.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, bye. Good. Now we have a person in France. Josiane, hello.
Hello, Aradima. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi. Okay. I just called because I was wondering if there was anything taking place with my throat. I've been having issues like coughing and fever for quite a while. And I think I'm quite, yes.
Do you have fever? When you say for quite a while, like weeks of fever, like that?
Yeah, like, I mean, the fever comes and goes, and then my throat gets, my voice gets hoarse, and I start coughing.
Mm.
And I notice every time there's a bout of energy, I mean, something taking place with the planets, then it affects me.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's touch your throat for a moment. Your throat is where all your karmas are sitting, right? So you obviously have some very intense cleansing going on. We don't need to have a drama around that. You know, are you a very dramatic person in general as per character?
Not really.
Not really? Maybe is it something you're suppressing? Maybe you should be more dramatic?
Oh, maybe, yes. I should be.
Okay, good. All right. All right, then. So let's allow you as a soul to express with joy and not feeling constricted and having to kind of feel this feeling. Everything's difficult. You have to just plow through it with intensity and not necessarily just allowing it to become smoother, clearing now. And there are some bacteria there. A lot of them neutralizing those. It's usually a sign of conflict, you know, when you have bacteria like that. These other little beings in there that just are in conflict with you. Okay, now the energy is moving up from the back forward. Allowing that fever to decrease, immune system adjusting, not engaging things that are irrelevant, neutralizing all bacteria and foreign substances that don't exist, strengthening your health, and aligning the throat chakra energy. There's something off. Let me see here. Did you feel that right there? That worked. Did you notice something?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm noticing. Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm noticing a tingling in my body and all over, in fact, yeah.
Yeah. You know why it's all over? Because the throat chakra is your blueprint. It's there, you know, where all the karmas are. Whatever changes in there, you should be feeling in your entire body. So if there's any disease
yes.
somewhere in your body, it will be affected by that as well. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye. Okay. So this is Stratford, Ontario. Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. It's you. Hi there. Who's that?
Hi, it's Donna.
Donna, hi there.
My business line, that's why it's not my name.
Okay.
I have a general question and then a more personal question. The general one was I emailed you about on the Facebook group, I see people asking which, you know, MP3 to play for certain people or certain
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, it was indicated that it can be used as a prayer for people. So where's the line for about, like, trying to fix people? You know, like...
It's in you. The line is in you. You have to check
okay.
if you are suffering because of somebody else. If you have an issue with it, then you're fixing. But if you are coming from a place where you don't really are neutral, you're neutral, and you're just guided to do this, then you are offering it in a spirit of it's not forced into somebody or onto somebody.
Oh, okay. That's a great explanation. Thank you. Because I was watching the Facebook group and they were like, okay, what do I use for this? And what do I use for that? And I'm thinking, maybe I should explain that.
Okay. Yeah.
And then where's the line? It's like, oh, okay.
That's a good
perfect.
Question.
Thank
it helped
you.
A lot of people. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So my other question is, I have had a cyst on my butt.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to go to the hospital twice to get it drained.
Yeah.
And it doesn't go away. So 2 weeks ago I had it, and it had kind of got some pus in it, infected, and then it broke because I've been listening to the MP3
mm-hmm.
for cysts. But it doesn't seem to go away. I woke up this morning, it's kind of bleeding. So
that's
the
good.
Fact is that it's bleeding. Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yes, because, you know, I know you're saying, oh, my God. You see, you know, I can see it's a marma point. It's a particular place where you're clearing through several dimensions. And you are clearing first toxicity and kapha, and then you're clearing pitta, which is blood and heat, inflammation. So let the body get rid of it. Be happy about it. Okay.
Okay.
Once
right.
there's nothing
in
left.
A position.
Yeah.
What's that?
No, I said once there's nothing. When the body has nothing to drain, it won't drain anything. You know.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just maybe because, it's in a kind of a rotten spot that if I turn and move on my chair, or I'm sitting on it, or I keep hitting it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they said that they may need to do surgery in order to clear it out. Is there just it may. I can just put it out there that my body could just heal it naturally.
There are herbs. I mean, you have the MP3s, of course, energetically, but there's also herbs and things and poultices you can put on top to drain it out. You don't have to go such a radical surgical way.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
nothing there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like it was like a little crust or a scab left over top, but I think it keeps getting.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's an interesting clearing through the dimensions. Cool. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Like
you're
that.
Welcome.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Bye. Bye. All kinds of things. Okay, Wilma. Hello, Wilma, Florida.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Okay. I hope I'm going to be clear explaining. Initially, everything you've been saying to everyone has I've been feeling it in my body. Initially, I started with the neck and the pressure on the shoulders, the nerves, and the muscles there. And then I was watching as you were speaking. It became so fine, like the finest thread it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching what I'm going to call a nerve. I don't know what else to call it. And then I saw it breaking off in different areas and then nothing and this. But when there was a pause, and the body took me to the, I guess it's the immune system because it was under the breastbone, that whole area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's the question?
is this all from the neck and everything? Is that all part of the immune system that has to be upgraded?
Oh, that's a question. Well, okay, well, let's ask, are you upgrading your immune system? And I'm getting a no. So that's just my answer.
Okay.
But maybe you have another question. Do you have another question from this point onward?
Yes. So why am I taken to this whole area? What is happening?
Okay. I see light around your, like on the bottom where your tonsils are in this area. So it's only the tonsils itself, which are part of the immune system, but just the tonsils are full of light. And you are cleansing something in that area. And you are, let me see what that is. And that is ancestral stuff from your mother's side. That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm reading. We can continue to allow that to clear.
Yes, please.
And it's isolated, though. Exactly the thymus itself is not glowing like that. It's just the tonsils. Okay, and then you're showing me something else. You're showing me a... you might like that because you're a little older, right? You're showing me you're changing your time. Like it's almost like you're blipping into rejuvenation, like a different youthfulness. You're playing around with time. Are you doing that right now, trying to change your age or something?
Well, that's part of what you're teaching.
Yeah, that's true, right? Maybe not saying it so directly. That's right. Yeah, that's funny. I can see there's a side to that. Oh, that's okay.
Well, all right. Working with no time.
Yeah,
no time,
exactly.
And no space.
Well, yeah, it's showing up on the cellular level. Okay, Wilma. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay, it's noon, but I'm going to take a couple more callers and then finish up. This is Leela. Hello.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, hi there. Hello, yes.
Hi, thank you so much. So I'm working on this letting go of the extreme sensitivity of smell, which then my body seems, my unconscious seems to react to with inflammation and pain from, you know, certain strong smells. And I would like to be, they've gotten, my sense of smell has really increased and amplified such that things that I never would have noticed are now strong.
You know, it's very interesting. There's a couple of things about this. It covers the base chakra. So, and what I can see is there's a little tear. We're going to repair that right now. Let's do that first.
Thank you.
And ask for the sensitivity that is a unhealthy sensitivity to be completely eliminated, okay? We're
absolutely
just going to ask us to shut this down.
Thank you.
If it doesn't serve you at all.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty neat. It started to wobble really through. Did you feel that? And and then there's something else about that. The other thing I'm getting about you is that you have on the soul level, you have a city. Cities are powers. Every chakra on another level at some point when they really open up to the spiritual level. They're not, chakras are open just a little bit, right? So they function as a, you know, so you're a human being and do what you can do. But at some point they open up to these supernatural abilities. And there is a longing in your soul. I can see it. Is this something you're aware of? Are you aware of
that? Well, that really resonates. You know, I can't tell you more specifics than that, but that feels really true.
Uh-huh. So what we're doing right now, what I offer is you to allow that the true development of the city or the power of the chakra to be in alignment with your higher self and to only serve your best in the wholeness of all the other chakra system. We don't want something to open up too early or in the wrong level, right? You know, have a tear on the etheric level, right?
Exactly.
So we're just going to allow that, have that all closed down. So, and shutting that down to normal sense of smell, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was really interesting. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you so much, Aratima.
You're
all
welcome. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to take my last caller, which is Sally, is the next person. Hello.
Oh, hi, Aratima.
Hi there.
Thank you for taking my call. I have the same issue that Shelley and the other lady mentioned with my nerves being very overreacting. Yeah, and they're like, they've like been on fire. I've had this before. This is not a new thing, but it had gone away, subsided for several years, and now since I've been on this path again, it's acting up again, and it's like they go on fire, and it's like all over my body, and especially I feel it in my extremities more, and up above it goes like up over my head and into my above my eyes, and it gets very painful actually.
The if there weren't any Wi-Fi on this planet and all the stuff that we have, it wouldn't be, the spiritual growth wouldn't be so painful, right? Not the way we're experiencing it. It's just really stressful. We're such a burned out culture. But at the same time, it's all perfect. We are designed to be here. So no fear. So what I'd like to maybe finish this call with is, and I'll keep you on the line, Sally, is to actually bring in a milky frequency, okay? And it's from the goddess Saraswati. She has this beautiful, milky, soft energy. And for everybody to really just flow down the nerves. And I'll just mute you now, Sally. Thank you. And I'll just work with everybody right here and with you as well. We're just going to do that. Coating the nerves, vibrating in that very gentle milk and honey. And the solar plexus. And all the nerve plexi. And increasing this beautiful frequency 100 times. And I'm going to bring in frequency of water itself. And it's like a steam. So nice, cool, moisturizing steam. And it's rising into the brain. And flowing along all the nerves. The spine, the extremities. Again, we're going to ignore signals that are not healthy and not relevant from the environment, from the technologies. We're going to strengthen the adrenals. Bring in some Siberian ginseng for anybody who needs it. A strong rejuvenation, making you very strong. Only if you need it, taking from this frequency now. Continue to increase the energy of Saraswati. We're going to exit now into the primordial light, just receiving the primordial light specifically for healing the nerves and the brain. And I'm getting a message regarding truth and lie. The nerves are conducting information, and there's truth, which is health and who you are, and there's lies, which is the pain and the distortions. So on the cognitive level, to really identify more and more with the truth that you are, and completely ignoring, like I spoke with David, completely ignoring all these signals that are irrelevant, to not engage with the lie that is constantly engaging with your field. It's becoming stronger and stronger, resting inside yourself, which you are. The space eternity. Beautiful. Wonderful. So this is just a general suggestion for some very, you know, strong-willed people on this call, is if you want to have a very strong nervous system, do cold showers in the morning. Even really train your nervous system. Really dry brush until you're really red. Go in the shower. Start right now. When the spring is coming, it's already here now. And just start with cold showers. And you will notice how strong your nervous system will get. It's amazing. A lot of other things will change too. If you have the courage to start that, it's going to be awful in the beginning, but you will be surprised how strong your nerves will get and how much you will withstand, you know, mentally. Thank you for this beautiful call. It was a wonderful call. Thank you for all your participation and your presence. Thank you. Much love. Thank you. And we'll talk again on the next call. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.